Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening. This is Donna Clark. Welcome to the show tonight. I hope that you'll call in. We're going to talk about some great things this evening. One thing that we want to talk about, our show topic basically is you create your own reality, okay? It is Tuesday, 10/26. We have the show from 6:30 to 6:45. If you'd like to call in and get talk to me, I'm a life coach and I specialize in family caregivers and relationships and identifying and attaining your dreams and your goals. The number to call in is 1-323-657-1416. And I will take your calls, answer your questions that you may have. To get us started tonight, I bought a really good book. It's called Manifest Your Desires, 365 Ways to Make Your Dreams a Reality. And it is by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And it is, if you know about them, is the teachings of Abraham. Okay, and I'm going to read a little bit here. Since our topic is you create your own reality, I found a good page on this book, page 24. And each page is beautifully illustrated and talks about a different subject. It's all from Abraham. And it says, you do create your own reality. No one else does. And you create your own reality even if you do not understand that you do so. For that reason, you often create by default. When you are consciously aware of your own thoughts and are deliberately offering them, then you are the deliberate creator of your own reality. And that is what you intended when you made the decision to come forth into this body. Your desires and beliefs are just thoughts. Ask and it is given. You ask through your attention, through your wanting, through your desire. That is the asking, whether you desire it to happen or you desire it not to happen. You are asking. In other words, you are creating your own reality. How powerful. Doesn't that empower you, that you create your own reality? If you're having a bad day at work or, you know, something happened at your children's school that has brought you down, you can actually flush out those negative thoughts and replace them with some positive energy, some positive thoughts. Turn around the situation. Make it your own reality. And you'll notice right away that your life will be so much better. And it's not just a lip service. It truly will be. And again, this thought is from Manifest Your Desires, 365 Ways to Make Your Dreams a Reality by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And I also have their Money and the Law of Attraction cards, and I really like these. If you've ever used them, give me a call and tell me what you think about them. One of them that I picked out for tonight is number 40. There are 60 in the deck, and they are also beautifully illustrated. I mean, the artwork that went into these, it's just cool to carry these around. I mean, I'll carry one or two of them around each day, usually one because I can concentrate more on just that one. The one on the front here says, I can set my own standards for financial well-being. And then that in itself is a positive affirmation that you can say several times to yourself each day. I can set my own standards for financial well-being. Not only is that a great statement and a great affirmation, but on the other side, it says, it talks a little bit more, goes more into more detail, and it says, once you're able to achieve and consistently maintain your personal alignment, a great deal of money will flow into your experience, if that is your desire. Well, it certainly is mine. Do you let others set the standards about how much money you should have or about what you should do with it? For you are the only one who could ever accurately define that. Come into alignment with who you are, who you really are, and allow those things to flow into your experience that life has helped you know that you want. So if this is something that you really want, if you really want to set your own standards for financial well-being and to be truly rich, then you need to make this part of your reality. And if that is, it will flow into your reality. That is awesome, isn't it? If you have any positive affirmations you'd like to share, please call at 1-323-657-1416. Call in. If you have any questions about positive affirmations, or if you have any questions about caregiving and you need a little support, go ahead and give a call. For some reason, my cat here is apparently wants to be on the radio. Sorry, Coco, you can't. And is bothering my radio show tonight. But she's so cute. Also, I have a book by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And I was looking through it before the show tonight, just in case we didn't have a lot of callers tonight. And I'm looking at the back of the book, and I found a really nice little, it's not really a poem, it's kind of more like a long, elongated positive affirmation. Let me go ahead and read that for you, and you can call in and tell me what you think about it. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. Each one of us, myself included, experiences the richness and fullness of life in ways that are meaningful to us. I now look at the past with love and choose to learn from my old experiences. There is no right or wrong, nor good or bad. The past is over and done. There is only the experience of the moment. I love myself for bringing myself through this past and into the present moment. I am what and who I am, for I know we are all in one spirit. All is well in my world. Kind of a calming affirmation there. All is well in my world. And then deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. Isn't that something to say, something good to say, if you could say that to yourself every day? Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. And I love myself. We cannot say that too much each day to ourselves. And is there a positive affirmation that you use each day to yourself? Do you tell yourself how you feel? Do you tell yourself that you care about yourself? Sometimes no one else is going to do it. So you're the one who has the responsibility to love yourself. You need to love yourself. And sometimes as a caregiver, we are so busy taking care of someone else that we don't take the time to take care of ourselves, to love ourselves. Caregivers are famous for being loving and empathetic and kind and actually almost to the point of self-sacrifice all of the time. And there really isn't a need for it. You may feel guilty about doing something for yourself, but you really do need to take care of yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to look in that mirror in the morning and say, I love you. Say your name. I love you, Donna. I love you, Susan. I love you, Carl. Say your name. Look yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and really mean it. Maybe the first time that you do it, you might laugh, but soon you might even well up in your eyes. I mean, you might get some tears flowing there, because when was the last time someone told you that they loved you and really, really meant it? When you get to that point, when you really, really mean it, that you love yourself, your outlook is going to change. If you chose to help someone else, you are a wonderful person. You are a fantastic person. You are doing something that your brother or your sister might not do. There might not be anyone else in the family who wants to take care of mom or dad. But if you are willing and you are the person doing this job, you need to look at yourself and hold yourself in high respect and love yourself because you are a wonderful person. And don't forget that. If you want to call in and ask a question about anything to do with helping yourself or creating, if you want me to create a positive affirmation for you regarding any situation, maybe you're feeling a little less, maybe you're taking algebra in school and you're feeling a little down about that and feeling you could never get algebra, call in and we will, I will make you a positive affirmation for whatever issue you have. This is your chance. Come on and call in. The guest call-in number is 1-323-657-1416. So what else is going on in your life this week? Are you having any relationship issues? Go ahead and give us a call. This evening, our guest call-in number is 1-323-657-1416. You know, I did a couple life coaching sessions this week, and really got to know a couple different people and really appreciate how lonely people are and how much they need to listen. I mean, they need to hear someone listen to them. They need to tell their story, and they need for someone to actually listen and understand what they're saying. If you need somebody to listen to you and understand what you're saying, you can call up on the radio station here on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesdays from 6:30 to 6:45, and I will listen to your questions, answer your questions, or just listen to your story. You know, when you have a problem, you really need to tell your story about 10 times before you come to the realization of what it is that you can do about it. Hearing yourself talk is powerful. Hearing yourself tell your story is powerful, and it's actually a great therapy instrument for getting all of your stress out and for understanding what is going on in your life and understanding the real issue. So go ahead and call at 1-323-657-1416. Would love to answer some of your questions. We only have 1 minute remaining, all right? So you can join me next Tuesday from 6:30 to 6:45. Here is your homework. Get something, get an issue that you have and that you want a positive affirmation for me to make for you free on the air. Also, if you have an issue and you want to tell your story, tell what happened, you know, what happened? You can call next week. Also, if you'd like to send me an email at becoming-site@cfl.rr.com, I'd be happy to answer your questions with an email. And I will give you a free life coach session also. Remember, caregivers, take care of yourself, look in that mirror, and love yourself. And remember, you are wonderful. See you next week.